Unit 4, Lesson 5, Mystery of the Monarchs. Monarch butterflies from the eastern part of North America make the most amazing journey in the insect world. Each year, this tiny creature travels up to 3,000 miles, 4,800 kilometers, to its winter home in central Mexico. How can it fly so far? And what is the purpose of its long and dangerous trip? Scientists still don't have an explanation. For many years, people in Mexico wondered where the orange and black butterflies came from every winter. Then, in 1937, a scientist put the first wing tags on some of the butterflies. For the next 20 years, he tagged and tracked monarch butterflies. He discovered that one butterfly started its journey in Ontario, Canada. 4 months and 1,870 miles later, it arrived in Mexico. The length of the butterfly's trip is only one part of the mystery. Another amazing thing is that the butterflies always return to the same location in central Mexico. In fact, monarchs from all over the eastern part of North America spend the winter at just a dozen places in Mexico. All of these places are within 300 square miles of each other. You can imagine how crowded the area is with butterflies. How do the butterflies find their way back to the same place? This is an interesting question because only every fourth generation makes the trip south. In other words, the butterfly that travels to Mexico this year is the great-great-grandchild of the butterfly that traveled there last year. Each year, four generations of a monarch butterfly family are born. Each generation of the family has a very different life. The first generation of monarchs is born in the south in late April. It slowly moves north, reproduces, and then dies. On the trip north, two more generations are born, reproduce, and die. Each of these generations of butterflies lives for only 2 to 5 weeks. In the fall, the fourth generation of butterflies is born. Compared to its parents, this generation has a long life. It lives for about 8 months. This generation of butterflies makes the amazing journey to the winter home of its great-great-grandparents. The butterflies spend the winter there, and in the spring, they reproduce and then die. Their offspring will be the first generation of the next cycle. Today, people are still studying the monarch butterfly. In 1997, volunteers tagged more than 75,000 butterflies. You can volunteer to help, too. Just go to the internet and look up the organization Monarch Watch.